Dr. Eileen Marty is an infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University. Good morning, Dr. Marty. Ready to clear up a little booster confusion we have around here?
Happy to help anytime, Bob. How have you been?
I'm about 60% right now, as a matter of fact. First, let me ask you, I'll get there by 9. If the FDA authorizes the Pfizer boosters for all adults, the CDC then we'll make recommendations for how to use them. And are you anticipating the stamp of approval as is from them?
So here's the thing. The issue isn't safety or efficacy this time, because we know it's safe and we know it works and we know that it brings people up to 95%. So the issue becomes one of supply and demand, right? It becomes one of determining whether or not it makes sense to get people up to that 95% or better protection. And I think you're going to hear the very strong and very correct argument of what's actually happening. So over the last few days, cases are starting to increase again in the United States and in places like Vermont. Vermont has incredibly high vaccination rate for our country, and still cases are going up, largely because people aren't marrying the use of the vaccine with the use of the non-pharmaceutical, you know, public health measures that also help reduce transmission. And with a lower level of efficacy, with a lower antibody, neutralizing antibody, as happens over time, and is should happen over time normally, for our bodies don't need to be making products that they're not using, right? What happens is that you have an increased risk of, even if you're vaccinated, of having enough virus to share and put other people at risk. So if you look at a study that just came out from New South Wales, they've shown very clearly that people who are unvaccinated have a 16-fold greater risk of ending up in the ICU and dying than people who are unvaccinated. Since there are still a very significant portion of the U.S. population that is not vaccinated, we need those vaccinated people who are willing to get that third booster to get up to a higher level so that they don't transmit to these people who are not taking the vaccine. Although, ideally, we want to get everybody vaccinated. Look what's happening right now in Germany, Bob. Right now, I was on the weekend with colleagues in Germany talking about what's going on. They're having a humongous rise in cases, and it's largely because of the unvaccinated. So the trick is, what makes more sense in terms of our population? Do we increase the amount of protection in the people who are already vaccinated that reduces their risk as well as the risk to those who refuse to get vaccinated? Or do we just try and continue to try and convince and show the data to the people who are unvaccinated? So right now, the decision is likely to be that we'll go ahead and approve it. But we'll see, because as you can see, there's a lot of things to take into consideration.
Yeah, I get it. I was talking to a pharmacist yesterday who was telling me that many people only need a half dose of the booster. I was talking to her specifically about Moderna, and she said, well, if you have no underlying conditions and you're healthy, you don't need the full dose. You just need a half dose. So, Dr. Marty, someone like me who has the strength of 10 men, I only need a half dose? And what if I got a full dose?
So the full dose is not going to hurt you. The half dose is actually what Moderna applied and had authorized for their booster dose for the same restricted population that currently gets the booster dose for the Pfizer vaccine, you know, as a booster dose. And remember, we also distinguish people who get a booster dose versus those who, because they never mounted a strong enough response because of the meds they're on, because of the cancer they may have, et cetera, those people are getting a third dose. So Moderna right now is being given two ways as a third dose, as the third time, either as a third dose for people who did not ever mount an appropriate response, and they get the full amount, whereas those of us who did mount a good response, we only need half the dosage, and that's what's being distributed.
So how do you know if you got a good response?
So what we know is that people taking certain medications, like, for example, transplant patients, they just didn't mount a very good response. People of a certain age, those individuals often did not mount a good response. And so those people actually were authorized sooner to get that third shot, which is a third dose for them. Then later on, more than a month later, the discussion was about the group that is just high-risk exposure individuals and people who have no, and people know whether they are in that group or not, because if you are in the group of people who never mounted a good response, you're under somebody's care. Almost for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And as far as the Pfizer and the Johnson & Johnson, is there a half-dose issue there?
Not right now, no. Right now, first of all, the Pfizer, as you probably are aware, was approved to be given as a second shot 2 months after the first, with pretty much no questions asked. And that's basically because we know that the Johnson & Johnson should always have been a two-dose vaccine.
So
right?
The Johnson & Johnson is just 2 months after, right?
Correct.
Yep.
Johnson & Johnson,
okay.
Just two
Got
months
it.
After. Correct.
Got
correct. Yeah, that's right. And the data is very, very clear. About 70% efficacy with one dose. Second dose, you get up there in the 90% efficacy. And that's just better, right, for mm-hmm. reducing transmission as well as reduced risk of having even mild disease. So that's really what you prefer to have.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, people can take it 6 months later, 8 months later, if that's where they fall when they were originally vaccinated.
Yeah, it's a very interesting point you bring up about whether or not we should get people who are not vaccinated at all, get them the shot, or, you know, focus on these boosters. But our health, those of us who received the vaccinations, our health kind of depends on all those people who haven't been vaccinated, correct?
Yeah, we are affected. And remember, even if you and I are fully vaccinated and get our boosters, the impact of the unvaccinated, it goes well beyond the personal impact of the poor soul that is sick and is in the ICU, because it's going to affect their family. It's going to affect their ability to, interact with their family, interact with their community, do their jobs, right? And that has spin-off effects on the jobs of their spouse and of their other family members and the orphaned children, which is incredibly tragic that has happened here, all has spin-off effects on the rest of us and is part of the crisis that we've been dealing with. That people are finally understanding how health, many health issues, and this coronavirus is a classic example of a one health disease mm-hmm. that impacts humans and animals and the economy and our social well-being overall.
Do it for the others. Thanks, Dr. Marty. Talk to you next week. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob. Take care. Bye-bye.